Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined today by former Packers defensive lineman Santana Dotson. Santana, welcome back to Green Bay.
Oh, good to be back.
Now, Santana, you signed with the Packers as a free agent in 1996 from Tampa Bay. You immediately go from a last-place team to a Super Bowl contender. What was that like?
It was ridiculously crazy. There were, like you talked about earlier, there's a lot of struggles coming from Tampa Bay to Green Bay. Not only the weather, but the championship mentality. So the biggest thing was just showing and proving. I felt like I needed to prove my way, not only that year, but every year I was here, just to be that caliber of a player on a legendary team like the Packers at that time.
Now, I've heard you say before that Reggie White recruited you over the phone to come play for the Packers. What was that phone call like?
Yeah, well, he actually did give me a call. Going into free agency, I had two or three trips planned, and he caught me right in between trips when I was on my way to actually Minnesota, the Minnesota Vikings, and then I was coming over to Green Bay. So Reggie gave me a call, and it's one of those phone calls that when you pick up the phone, you think somebody's joking or kidding with you, you know, because I had talked to Ron Wolf, and my agent had talked to Ron Wolf, and he asked if it's okay if Reggie White gives you a call, but you never really think that something like that would happen, you know. So he gave me a call, and at first I thought it was one of my teammates, you know, pulling a prank. But once I really figured out it was him, it was a great conversation, you know, a great guy, and it was the beginning of a long-lasting relationship during my years up here in Green Bay.
Now, Reggie, Sean Jones, Gilbert Brown were already here. You kind of became the last piece of that defensive line that really dominated for a couple years there as you guys went to back-to-back Super Bowls. What do you think was the most important thing that you brought to that group?
I think just solidifying, just like you talked about, just solidifying us as a complete defensive line. When you had folks like Sean Jones, 100-plus sacks, Reggie White, career leading in sacks at the time. Then myself and Gilbert, we were kind of the young kids on the block. So, you know, we looked up to those guys, and they were consummate professionals, you know, in different ways, but consummate professionals. So Gilbert and I both really enjoyed solidifying that defensive line. I remember coming from Tampa Bay to Green Bay. It's a big difference in being one of maybe the only guy on the defensive line in Tampa to a group of guys. And I remember, you know, the offensive lines breaking the huddle early in the year and just that look like, you know, oh my goodness, you know, what do we have in store? So it was fun. It was fun to flip that script off.
What made you guys as a group so good?
I think the attention to detail, you know, because you can be good individually, but as a front four, our attention to detail, feeding off of each other, knowing each other's pluses and minuses, and being able to prepare and put our utmost foot, but the best foot forward from week in and week out, you know. So the fact to be able to come in and grow together fast, you know, as a fast pace, I do remember that training camp was very important for us, just kind of understanding where each one of us would do individually, you know, where we were individually in each situation in the game.
What did you feel was your best season personally as a Green Bay Packer?
It's hard to say. There's so many good ones. I'm going to have to say the best season is the one you end up in the Super Bowl championship ring. You know, anything else, you know, you may have done some things individually that were good and things that stick out. But to win that Super Bowl in the fashion we wanted, to be so dominant defensively, we were great offensively, but the things we did defensively, I don't think we repeated again my last 6-7 years here. So it was a very special defense to play on.